Good morning. I am back. But unlike Rahul Gandhi, I will remember to sign off at the end. In case you missed it, Congress's reluctant president, who hasn't taken his resignation back yet, took the oath but forgot to sign. Only to be reminded by Rajnath Singh, India's alert defense minister. It is 18 June 2019, and why I reminded you about India's defense minister is because there has been another intelligence failure. But since it's not general election season and we have a very feeble opposition, some say no opposition, there will be no revenge and no surgical strike talk. Because in this case, unlike the earlier Pulwama attack, Pakistan warned us beforehand, just like India had warned Sri Lanka. 48 hours after Pakistan's information to India and USA about a possible attack on the security forces in Kashmir, like the 14th Feb Pulwama strike in which over 40 CRPF soldiers were killed, suspected militants yesterday attacked an army vehicle in South Kashmir's Pulwama district with an IED, that's an improvised explosive device, fitted in a car while it was moving through aerial village of rest of Pulwama. The police said 6 soldiers and 2 civilians were injured in the attack. However, sources suggest the number of injured is more and have been shifted to 92 Army Base Hospital in Srinagar. 3 of them are said to be critically wounded. And from intelligence failure, we head over to Delhi police. And I'm not saying that it was the Delhi heat that is making people angry, but they are getting angry. A mob went on a rampage in Mukherjee Nagar in North Delhi, clashing with policemen and smashing up vehicles on Sunday night after a video went around of Grameen Seva driver being dragged to the police station, beaten and kicked on his head by a group of cops. It all started when a vehicle brushed against police ARV. When the ARV in charge ASI Devender confronted the Sikh man, he stepped out brandishing a sword. Now Singh, the driver, said he was abused by the cops. Singh said the cops had allegedly threatened him with a pistol, due to which he became agitated. He said, "My son was in our vehicle and he too was threatened." Well, a video shows at least a dozen cops trying to pin the man down while the driver tries to attack them with the sword. In the scuffle, Singh and his son were hit several times. The cops also landed a few kicks on Singh's head. Suddenly, his son is seen in the video driving the vehicle into the cops, due to which 2 policemen got injured. Well, some of the cops thrashed the teenager, after which both Singh and his son carried to the police station where they were detained. Well, the no rampage story ends here. Unlike the Muslims of India, the Sikhs took charge of the situation. Meanwhile, the video went viral. Soon, a mob of around 400 men gathered outside the police station demanding Singh's release. Protests continued on Monday with a 150-strong crowd camping outside the Mukherjee Nagar police station demanding immediate action against the accused cops. 3 cops have been suspended, Police Commissioner Amulya Patnaik said. Police registered 2 FIRs based on complaints by Singh and the injured cops. The Union Home Ministry sought a report regarding the incident. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal too demanded action against the cops. Well, our only request is to Delhiites, not travelling in AC, but don't get so heated, yeah? As Gaya would be witnessing a full-scale riot right now. The Gaya District Administration yesterday banned open-air public gatherings and cultural events till further instructions, as the toll from extreme weather crossed 100 in Bihar, with little hope of any immediate respite. Around 200 people who had suffered heat stroke are still being treated. Some of them are critical, and all schools across the state have been closed till the 22nd June. Well, if the heat wave has claimed 103 lives in the state so far, over 102 children have succumbed to suspected acute encephalitis syndrome, or the AES, in Muzaffarpur district. And since we are on children, the only other thing that kids need to fight in life is poverty, casteism, heat wave, cold wave, lack of education and infrastructure, and lack of jobs. And oh, did I mention exams? But at least they don't have to worry about that anymore. In case you haven't heard, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working on a new edition of his book Exam Warriors following the conclusion of the national elections last month. According to people aware of the development, he wants to write about mental health and about children getting addicted to gadgets in the revised edition. He has been working on it for a month. Why, he dictates what he wants to write to his team, which is then drafted and shown to him for his final approval. Modi also has given inputs about the illustrations in the book. Well, all these tricks will come in handy when tough questions are going to be rolled out to him. Well, not by Pliable Media or Akshay Kumar during election, but the scrutiny by other World Trade Organization members. It was European Union who asked India to explain how Modi proposed to spend 25 trillion rupees, that's $357.5 billion, on agriculture and rural development, doubling farmers' income by 2022 as part of a 100 trillion rupee five-year infrastructure splurge. How will this be done, taking into account global market prices of produce and measures put in place to prevent excess production? This is what the EU has asked. And with that, let's head to the international news, and we start with the death of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, who died on Monday in a Cairo hospital after fainting during a session in court, according to the judicial and security sources. He was speaking before the judge for 20 minutes, then became very animated and fainted. He was quickly rushed to the hospital where he later died. This is according to a judicial source. When Mohamed Morsi, a leader of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, broke out of jail during the final days of Hosni Mubarak's presidency in 2011, he little imagined that the following year he would be president. And another year on, behind bars again. Meanwhile, US continues to escalate hostilities into a full war yet again. The US is sending an additional 1,000 troops to the Middle East in response to hostile behavior by Iranian forces and their proxy groups. That's what Patrick Shanahan, the acting defense secretary, announced on Monday. The move will further heighten tensions between the two nations.